Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayim. We're on the third pasuk. Gemalat u'tov ve'lo ra. We are discussing the subject of Chesed Tov, as opposed to Chesed Ra. Again, to make sure we understand, when we say Chesed Ra, it doesn't mean the person is doing bad. The Ra is not describing the person. It's describing the quality of the kindness, of the chesed. There's a chesed, they're both good. Chesed ra is also chesed. But in the definition or the description of chesed, there is a chesed that's tov, and there is a quality that's not so good. That's called Chesed Ra. And the Eshet Chayil, one of her qualities is Gemalat to Tov. Her Chesed is Tov. And it's not a Chesed of Ra. You know, there isn't a commandment in the Torah to do Chesed. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that says, Aseh Chesed. It's not one of the Ten Commandments, and it's not one of the 613 mitzvot. It's interesting. There's no commandment to do chesed. The midah of chesed is actually learned from imitating the Creator. As Chazal tell us, Mahu malbish arumin, just like Hashem puts clothes on people, you also should help them get dressed. Just like Hashem visits the sick, you visit the sick. Just like Hashem menachem avelim, he consoles the mourners, you do the same. Just like Hashem buries the metim, you should do the same. The mitzvah of chesed is not a commandment where Hashem says, do it. It's even deeper than that. It's the very essence of the Creator. Hashem's commandments are things He has to tell you that you should do. But chesed, you don't have to be told. It's Hashem's very essence. It's not something He has to say. When a person has to say something, it's something that may not be visible from who they are. So they have to say it. Shatnez, how am I supposed to know that's what Hashem wants from me? How am I supposed to know He doesn't want me to eat milk and meat? But when it comes to chesed, He doesn't have to tell me. It's who He is. It's what He's all about. Olam chesed yibaneh. The world was created because of chesed. And the greatest understanding of the Creator in a human's mind is God's chesed. The greatest way we are able to see Him and know Him is through His endless kindness that He provides for us every second of life for free. He doesn't owe us anything. We can't give Him anything, but He's constantly doing and giving to us. And not only to ourselves, but to everybody around us. So the greatest way, the greatest, if someone asks you, do you know anything about the Creator? Besides that He created the world, you know anything about Him? So the number one answer would be yes. He is a Baal Chesed. He is someone who is endlessly giving. And this is why we are following in His footsteps. To be gomle hasadim. And in order that chesed should be tov, it has to be the chesed of the Creator. That's why chesed ra is lacking, because it's not His chesed. Here we are trying to emulate him. Imagine someone tried to emulate something good, and he does everything right, but something very essential is missing. So it's called a fake copy, not a real copy. A real copy is when it's done exactly as the original. Chesed Tov is the chesed that Hashem does, being that we're emulating him, and that's the source of kindness. Why else do I do kindness? Because that's what Hashem does. I want to be like him. I see he takes care of those in need. That's what I want to do. I want to take care of those in need. When I am doing chesed to emulate the Creator, then I must also emulate the way He does it. And in Hashem's world, there's no such thing as chesed ra. In His world, it's only chesed tov. It's only about helping those that need Him. You should know that the Torah, of course, to give us this value of chesed, it shared with us the story of Abraham Avinu. That story of Abraham Avinu and the stories of chesed in his life are endless stories, which means every time you sit to learn about them, you learn something new, something different that maybe you didn't focus on before. And today I'd like to focus on one aspect that I think most people would never focus on. If you look in the Torah, Hashem took a life of 175 years of Abraham Avinu. I don't know exactly when his Chesed empire began. I don't know exactly when he started to be the Baal Chesed and he became, but it was for sure over 100 years. So you have a man who's over 100 years, 365 days a year, that is involved in Chesed, helping all kinds of people in all kinds of ways. And the biggest chesed he did for anybody is when he taught them. The biggest chesed you could do for another person is give him wisdom. There's no greater chesed that you can help someone with than to give him the ability to make good choices. So out of over 100 years, 120, 130 years, of endless chesed, how many examples in the Torah do we see about Abraham Avinu's chesed? So we see really three major actions of chesed in the life of Abraham Avinu in the Torah. We see, of course, the famous story with the three angels that he thought were three Arabs. We see Abraham Avinu pleading to save the people of Sodom. It was a chesed of prayer. Chesed means you're trying to help somebody. He tried to save the people of Sodom from destruction. And he went and saved Lot, his nephew. Now you should know that Abraham Avinu helped make many great people. He helped, for example, Eliezer. Eliezer was an idol worshiper, but he brought him in. He fed him, he taught him, and he became Eliezer, a man who was in his mind on the level to make a shiduch for his daughter with Yitzhak Avinu. Just to enter that realm, you have to be on a very high level. So he took Eliezer, an idol worshiper, brought him in and gave him whatever was needed to become the great Eliezer. And this happened time and time again. V'etanefesh asher asu b'haran. Abraham and Sarah, they made souls. They took people in, they fed them, they clothed them, and they taught them. And they changed them. They converted them. It is shocking that none of the three stories the Torah chooses to teach us about Avraham Avinu had to do with making someone like Eliezer. If I were to choose an example of Avraham Avinu's chesed, I would definitely highlight. Look what he did. He took a man like Eliezer, a zero idol worshiper. He took him in. He gave him whatever he needs, and then look what he made of him. What a success story. He did it with Eliezer, and look what Sarah did with that lady. When they make a video to highlight an organization of kindness, so they try to give you the great successes. We took this guy from here, and look where he is. We took this kid who was off the derech, who was lost in every way possible, and look at him. Today he's sitting and learning. Wow. We get excited when we see how low someone was and how someone came in and raised them. And the higher they raise him, is, oh, that guy, he became a Rosh Hashiva. Oh, Rosh Hashiva. The first guy became a good, decent Baal HaBayit. Not a drug addict anymore. Sober. We made him sober. People are going crazy. The next guy, he learns every day. Wow, he learns every day also. The next guy is sitting and learning in yeshiva. He's in Kollel learning. Wow. You took a guy from the street, he's sitting in yeshiva, he's learning. The next guy, well, we did better than that. We made a Rosh Hashiva. The higher you get someone from the bottom, the more exciting, the more chizuk. Why? Because the results are so awesome. It's not only saving someone from the bottom that makes an act special. It's also how high you're able to take them. So if I was going to write three stories in the Torah to represent Avraham Avinu's great kindness, so these would be not the three. Let me tell you why. You have a story with the three Arabs that came in. These were idol worshippers. It says that when he met them, he said, come, let's wash your feet. Get you something to eat. And rabbis asked, that's strange. Guy comes into your house. First thing you ask him is wash your feet. Let me wash your feet. Let me take a bath first. I'll feed you. First thing you do is you offer him food. He's hungry. The feet can wait. His stomach, he's starving. Oh, Hachamim tell us, no. You have to understand, these were idol worshippers that bowed down or that worshipped the dirt. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to bring an abomination to your house. So Abraham Avinu didn't want Avodah Zarah in his house. And the dirt on their feet, for them, was Avodah Zarah. So that's why he told them, come, before you come here, wash your feet, not wash your hands, not go for a bath. That wasn't the issue. It wasn't a hygiene issue. It was an issue of idol worship. They had on their feet dirt that they worshipped. So therefore, he wanted to make sure his house is clean from idol worship. Now, there are all different types of idol worshippers. There are those who worship the sun, very hashuv, nice. They worship the stars. They worship the mountains. They worship the oceans. What kind of guy, how low do you have to be to worship the dirt on your foot? That's under your foot. You're talking from the most primitive, the lowest kind of idol worshiper you could find. Not only is he an idol worshiper, but even in the idol worship world, there are certain levels, hierarchies. Guy worships the sun, okay? Nice, beautiful, the sun is giving the world light, energy, heat, okay, beautiful. You're worshiping the dirt that's on your foot? See, you have to understand what kind of people we're talking about here. When the Torah says, come, wash your feet, it not only wanted to tell us that Abraham didn't want idol worship in his house, it also wants to tell us what kind of people we're dealing with. The image of these people was from the lowest of the low. And all the Torah tells us is how he fed them. It could have given a much more beautiful example, but that's the example it chose. The example of Sodom is also a disappointment. Not a real success story. First of all, you're talking about the Sodom population, which was from the, while the three Arabs were idol worshippers, the Sodom population was from the worst midot on the planet. Worst character. Hashem wiped them out because of this lowness. Hashem says, I want to share with you the chesed Hashem did with these terrible people called Sodom, praying for them, pleading for them. The third example is Lot, where he goes out and saves his brother, his nephew, where he goes out to save his nephew Lot. He was held hostage in a major war. And Abraham goes and saves him. Who is Lot? Lot was not a very big tzaddik. First of all, Torah tells us before this, way before, when Lot joined, you know, Lot was had no father. He joined Abraham Avinu and they both became super wealthy. The wealth of Lot came from Abraham. And then they started fighting the shepherds. They got greedy, Lot's shepherds. They wanted to take something that wasn't theirs.
No good. Lot, you're lucky that you were able to succeed because of this man. Now you're trying to take more? Abraham told him, we can't live like this. You get the right to choose wherever you want to go, and I'll go the opposite direction. We would have expected Lot to say, no, please. Abraham, please. Let's stay together. Hatati, Aviti, Pashati, I made a mistake. You're right, the greed got to my head. No way, I don't want to leave you. Where am I going? But like a Hazan that's waiting to sing the Kaddish, or the Hazanim, they wait for the Kaddish to sing it. That's what they get their parnasah from. The wedding is a nice part of the tefillah. Lot hears from Abraham that you go one way, I'll go the other. Right away, without a blink, he's already looking. He was thinking about this before already. How he can have his own eyes, it's going to cost you the greatness of Abraham Avinu just to be around him. So much of a benefit to you. Where are you going? He's your rabbi. He's your mentor. He's a holy man. And you're successful. Where are you going?
No, but I want to do my own thing.
And he chooses Sedom, which shows where his head is at. So the man that Abraham made starts to take from him, splits from him and goes to a terrible place. This student didn't turn out to be such a fine student. And Abraham goes and saves him. The Torah shares with us another story of chesed that's disappointing. Three stories. One with the lowest idol worshiper you could find. And we don't see any great ending. We don't see that those idol worshippers became very big tzaddikim. I mean, they were angels. Sedom, we see the lowest people. Abraham prayed for them. And in fact, he did not succeed. They all got wiped out. And Chesed with Lot was not such a great man. Three stories of Chesed in the Torah highlighted about Abraham Avinu. These three stories have a tremendous value for us as we learn about Hasadim Tovim and not the opposite. How come? The Torah wants to highlight to a person how he can measure his quality of Chesed. How do you measure if you're a person who is a Hasadim Tovim Jew or the opposite? What would be the way to say, okay, I assessed it, I'm in the Hasadim Tovim? How would you know? At the end of the day, Chesed looks very, very much the same. Whether you're doing Chesed Tov or Chesed Ra, the actions are the same. You're helping people. How would you know? You won't even know for yourself. It's not just that others won't know. You won't know. A person could think, what do you mean? Of course, I do it to help people. And if he really
took a flashlight into his mind, he find that it's not so pure like he thinks.
How would a person know if he is getting to the Hasadim Tovim level? What would be the way to measure it? Well, here the Torah speaks very loud. It tells us that the stories of Hesed that I want you to know about are stories of people who were either a very big disappointment to Abraham, or they were on the complete other side of the spectrum of what Abraham Avinu was all about. Lot was a major disappointment. Abraham invested his life and time and energy into his nephew. Everybody, I'm sure, knows what that feels like when you invest a tremendous amount into a person, and it's as if it never happened. Lot is a major disappointment for Abraham Avinu. The three Arabs, their ideology, totally opposite, all the way opposite. Abraham Avinu is teaching Emunah and Hashem. Abraham Avinu is teaching about the creator of the world, about what it means to be a servant of Hashem, and all the values of Torah and Mitzvot. The three Arabs are the opposite completely. Not just idol worshippers, but the lowest of the low of idol worship. Saddam was not so much an ideology issue. It was a character issue. People whose character was extremely selfish. A country of selfish, wealthy people that wanted everything for themselves. The total opposite of Abraham Avinu's life. So you have three examples that the Torah highlights about Abraham Avinu. A person that you spent years helping and disappointed you. A person whose hashkafa, whose ideology in life is totally opposite of yours. And a person whose character is completely opposite of where you are and where you want to be. These are the three examples where the Torah saw fit to teach us about Abraham Avinu. I think the message is very loud, very clear. I don't even have to even say it. It's obvious what the point is. If Abraham Avinu would only help people that he convinces to convert, if the Torah would tell us about Eliezer and the great success that Abraham had to bring this man, and look what he did with him. He became a student, he became a worshiper of the Creator. One might have a mistake thinking that to help somebody, he has to become like you. Either he has to start like you, and the goal is to make him like you. And if you did hesed with someone, and he's still an idol worshiper, so you did nothing. What'd you do? The Torah is telling us the way to measure hesed tov is specifically how you help those who are not like you. Those who don't think like you. Those who don't act like you. How you help those who have disappointed you. They turn their back on you. It is there where Hesed Amiti is measured. It's very scary. That's very scary. Because I think we all do a lot of Hesed to so many people. And if I would ask someone, hey, you know, that guy I see, he really shy away from helping him, even though you can. He says, no, 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 really, I'm about Hesed. That guy, whatever, it's a long story, I can't tell you. I have a history with him. Under his breath, he's saying, bad guy, bad guy. I'm a good guy. Yeah. I think for most of us, that would have been an excusable answer. Oh, I don't help those people. Look at them. They're worshiping the dirt. You know how many people today in the streets are worshiping dirt? Yeah. Maybe not the physical dirt, but other kind of dirt. That guy, I'm gonna help that guy. You know what he worships, that guy? You see what he's doing? And we feel even more righteous as we say such statements. We only help the good people. We only help the people who are, you know, hopefully one day will become something. We don't help people who serve the who worship dirt. Come on. You know how selfish that guy is? You think I'm going to help him? Oh, selfish family. I know him, I know his father, I know his grandpa. They are selfish. They should change their last name. You think I'm going to help them? If I was in the position, the opposite, they would never help me. In fact, it happened before. I don't help such people. I like to stay around good people. And they call you Mislay Sharim. That a person should always stay around good people. Don't hang out with the wrong people. Me, I insulate myself, isolate. I don't help anybody unless they're people that are quality people. Amazing. How the creator of the world highlighted the three types of hesed we would never do. Every year we read about Abraham Avinu's hesed and we get inspired from his hesed. And if you study the examples, these are hesed, hasadim, that we would never do and never think to do. Never would we do what he did. It's an amazing thing. We learn so much from what he did, but actually we would never do what he did. It's an amazing thing. The last guy I want to help is the guy who's worshiping dirt. The guy who stabbed me in business. He used to work for me. I gave him everything. And the guy went and opened his own business. And now he needs help. I'm waiting for this day. Finally. No deed goes unpunished. Thank you, Hashem. I knew you'd step up to show people what's right and wrong, not for me. Could you imagine what we would have said if we were Abraham when Hashem said, I'm destroying Sodom, your arch rivals? Whatever you teach, they teach opposite. You put up a billboard, they put up two billboards against you. Baruch Hashem. שחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה. Amazing, we learned this parasha of Hesed of Avraham Avinu, and we would never do what he did. He's our role model, but we would never do what he did. We don't mean to say, Chas v'shalom, that when Avraham did Hesed for Eliezer and others like that, that Avraham's intent was for himself. The intent was the same for all people. But the Torah wanted a highlight so that when we learn it, we understand clearly from the story what his intent was. His intent was always pure. But the reader wouldn't know that. He would think there was an agenda for himself. I want him to become like me. I want him to think like me because it's good. So Hashem highlighted things that for the reader, he knows here, there was nothing in for him. They have a story about two brothers in Yerushalayim that were very, very, very observant, God-fearing. But they had different paths of how to look at people who were not exactly on the path. One was very much like Avraham Avinu, and one was the opposite, very dismissive. Yes, there's a person have to be careful who they spend time with, of course. That's to protect himself. But to help people, to pray for people, what's the question? But one brother didn't follow such a path. He didn't come to today's class. So someone tried to give an example how to describe these two brothers. So we have a halakha. Eira Nidahat is a city in Eretz Yisrael where, lo aleinu, most of the people in the city are worshiping idols. The Torah says, you gotta burn the city down. Burn it down. Now, if there would be a mezuzah in the city, you can't burn it. You can't burn God's name. So they say that when one brother heard that a city became Eir HaNidahat, it got the title, Eir HaNidahat, he went quickly to put up a mezuzah. This way, he'll save the city, at least for the time till they bring it down. Says the other brother heard the same news. He went to the city to take down all the mezuzot. It's a perspective. It feels more holy to go and rip down the mezuzot so they could wipe out the city. But Chesed Amiti, Torah is highlighting for us, is specifically for people who are not on your page, people who are not doing good, people who aren't themselves good, people you had personal issues with, disappointments. It is there that the chesed of a person is going to be tested. Now, of course, there are priorities in who goes first. Meaning, I have to help first my brother. Why? Because Hashem made me his brother. Or he made him my brother. So the fact that Hashem made me brothers with somebody means he's telling me you have a greater responsibility to your brother. It doesn't mean you have to ignore the guy who's not your brother. It just means if you could only help one, you help your brother first. That's a question of priority. It's not a question of, oh, I'm not responsible for that guy. Oh, you are. We're responsible for every person. But there's a priority. So if there's limited amount of time or money or ability, so we have to give priority to who Hashem put us with in our lives. Our family, our community, our city. But just because there's a priority of who goes first, it doesn't give us the license to ignore people when we can in fact help them. And this is really the story of Hashem's chesed. What we spoke about today, about the chesed of Abraham that Hashem chose to teach us about, is really the story of Hashem himself, also in Sefer Bereshit. Hazal tell us in Pirkei Avot, Asara Dorot Me Adam Ad Noah. 10 generations passed from Adam Arishon till Noah. And Hashem is waiting. He created the world for a purpose, for people to step up, to be the likes of Avraham Avinu. That's why he created the world. So people will be godly. 10 generations from Adam Arishon till Noah. And there isn't a real result in humanity. People were selfish. People cared about themselves. They did chesed with themselves. Guy sees a chair he likes, doesn't belong to him. He says, let me do chesed with myself. Takes the chair. Guy tells him, where are you going with my chair? I like it, it's for me. Pasuk says, Vayikhu lahem nashim mikol asher baharu. They even married women, whatever they liked. She's a married woman, doesn't matter. Do chesed for myself. Takes it for herself. This is the kind of society that was living for 10 generations. A selfish society. Perhaps like Sodom and Amorah. You know how long 10 generations is? Talking about over 1,000 years. It's a long time. And during that time, what is Hashem doing to these people? All he does is give them and give them. New children are born. Parnasa, food, pleasures. 10 generations worth of people who are not worthy. Hashem is taking care of them, says the Mishnah.
Lehodia kama erech apayim lefanav. To teach you how patient Hashem is. All these generations were not living up to par, but yet Hashem continued to give them and give them. That's called Chesed Amiti. To give someone who you like, to give someone who is like you, to give someone, that is not Chesed Amiti. You can give someone who you like, but it's not because you like him. You have to give him because he needs it. That's how you measure it. And that's why Noah was not really a great success. Hashem told him, listen, Noah, ketz kol basar ba lefanai. That's it, I'm done. The end of mankind has come before me. I'm going to destroy them. You know, wipe them out. As far as you, make for yourself a teva. And you could save you and your family. I only saw you as a tzaddik. Noah, from all the people in the generation, stood out. But Hachamim tell us, tzaddik haya bedorotav, in his generation, he was a tzaddik. But if you put him in Abraham's generation, you wouldn't be the tzaddik. Can't compare him to Abraham. What are they trying to say with that? That he wouldn't have been in the time of Abraham, tzaddik. They're trying to say like this. Hashem tells him, go build the teva. I'm going to wipe out all of humanity. Expecting that Noah would go start elevating, teaching, bringing, helping. Not one guy in 120 years, not one person did Noah succeed to change. Hashem helps people when they want to help others. If he didn't help one guy, it means he really didn't put an effort. Noah says, I'm a tzaddik, they're going to get hurt. Okay, each one to each his own. Okay, at least pray for them. Plead with the Creator to save them. I should have chutzpah to talk to Hashem. I should go and argue with the Creator about what He told me He wants to do. Not my place. Disrespectful. That's Noah. Avraham Avinu. He heard about Sodom. He had chutzpah. He did. To help somebody in need. He prayed for them, pleaded for them. As I'll say, Noah was a tzaddik in his time because everybody in his time was selfish. He was better than them, but he was still selfish. If he was in the time of Abraham, he would not be. Abraham shined in this area. This is the way to measure hasadim tovim. You measure hasadim tovim when you have a person that you can help. You have the time, you have the ability, and you dismiss the opportunity because of the reasons that we mentioned. Then you know that you have what to work on in all your chesed. Which means if you don't help somebody who disappointed you in life once, and you don't help him when you can, when you need to, excusing yourself because, you know, it's not just an indication on that chesed. It's an indication on all the chesed. It's an indication that your chesed is not yet hasadim tovim. Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
It just means you have what to work on. It's a very big avodah. I think most people listening say, oh, wow, that doesn't sound so great. It's true. I feel the same way. A lot of work to be done here. For me and everybody listening, when we dismiss an opportunity to help someone in need because of what they didn't do or did to us, because they're not in a good place, because that's the reason. So then we know that in the chart of Hasadim, we're not there yet. Got to work on that. Hashem wrote an entire story of Avraham Avinu's life in a specific direction so that we could learn how to assess our hasadim, hasadim tovim, or the opposite. It depends on the examples that we gave, not we gave, the Torah gave today. And this is something to become aware of as life goes. We'll have opportunities to say hello to somebody. Now, him, I don't say hello to him. One time, 35 years ago, whether it's a hello to someone, whether it's a pat on the back to someone, whether it's a financial help to someone, whatever it might be, you don't have to be with people all the time. That's not the, there's no commandment in that. But you need to be helping those in need, whoever they might be. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen v'amen.